From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Diane Maggiapinto. The Utah Department of Health says there is an HIV epidemic in the state. There are roughly 120 new cases every year. But Utah is also one of the worst in the nation for testing. KUER's Grace Osusky has more.
Adam Spivak is an HIV researcher at the University of Utah. He says this epidemic is very different from, say, a flu epidemic.
We're actually talking about almost a series of microepidemics, which is to say there's unique risk groups. We therefore need to address our prevention efforts toward the communities at highest risk.
Those include people with multiple sex partners, men who have sex with men, and people who inject drugs. But 75% of Utahns have not been tested for HIV. Spivak is part of an education campaign spearheaded by the Utah Department of Health, and he says the first step to combat the problem is for people to get those tests, because there is medication available that prevents the spread of HIV.
If we could get people that are at risk to take it, if we could get them access to the medication, we could potentially end the spread of this disease entirely.
And for those in vulnerable communities who don't have health insurance, there are free resources for testing and medication. Grace Osusky, KUER News.
A woman who accused the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints of covering for a former missionary leader who she says raped her in the 1980s says she may drop her lawsuit against the LDS Church. At a court hearing yesterday, McKenna Denson said she still doesn't have an attorney and may no longer want to secure one. A magistrate judge gave her 2 weeks to make a decision. Denson accuses Joseph L. Bishop of sexually abusing and raping her in 1984 at the Missionary Training Center in Provo, where he was president. Kelly Pearson has been named interim manager of the Utah Department of Agriculture and Food. Governor Gary Herbert made the appointment yesterday to immediately fill the position vacated by Kerry Gibson, who announced he'll run for Congress to represent the 1st District. Pearson moves up from deputy director, to which he was appointed last year. He was formerly city manager in Monticello and the chief administrative officer for San Juan County. A Utah-based nonprofit that has registered thousands of voters on the Navajo Nation in San Juan County is expanding its reach into Arizona this election year. KUER's Kate Gretzinger has more.
The Rural Utah Project has focused on reaching Native voters in San Juan County for the past 2 years, and they recently received funding to expand that work into northern Arizona. The group announced the news at a Navajo Nation government meeting in Window Rock yesterday. Tara Benali is leading up the effort for the group. She says she's planning to register voters on the Apache and Hopi reservations, too.
So we're pretty excited about it, but we've got our work cut out for us.
Cooper says the Rural Utah Project will continue registering voters in San Juan County and is helping with census recruitment there as well. Kate Gretzinger, KUER News.
Changes in the global uranium market have brought about layoffs at a mill in southern Utah.
Roughly 30% of the employees had to be let go at the nation's last operating uranium mill.
Yesterday, Utah Representative John Curtis spoke before the U.S. House in support of the employees at White Mesa and says foreign entities have subsidized uranium mining. White Mesa is owned by a Canadian firm.
This mill has provided families with good incomes and generated tax dollars to help the local infrastructure. In fact, this facility is the largest private employer in San Juan County.
KUER reported last month that a working group in the Trump administration is recommending more spending on domestically produced uranium. Curtis is promising to help in the interim.
I'm committed to creating new economic opportunities in rural areas.
He says he'll work on expanding broadband and securing quality medical care and good-paying jobs in San Juan County. The mill was built in the 1970s to process low-grade uranium ore from the region. A couple of decades later, the mill started processing so-called alternate feeds and discarding toxic and radioactive waste on site, according to Grand Canyon Trust. Utah lawmakers want to know how a license plate with the phrase "deportum" got approved despite state rules against expressing contempt for any race, religion, or political opinion on vanity plates. Officials say license plates are different from, say, bumper stickers because license plate messages are approved by the state. It's expected lawmakers will question the head of the Division of Motor Vehicles at a hearing today. I'm Diane Maggiapinto, KUER News.